If you were driving along logging roads in the coastal mountains of Oregon this spring, you might have come across a strange sight. 8 people digging large, perfectly rectangular holes in the forest. Jess Burns from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting explains what's been going on.
40 centimeters is a long way down when you're digging a pit in the forest.
That's why you never find perpetrators burying a body 6 feet under.
That's true.
It's way too much work even for that.
Misty Weitzel is a criminal justice professor at Western Oregon University. Her students aren't burying bodies. They're digging them up. And the bodies aren't human.
What we have are 3 domestic pig burials that were placed in the ground 10 years ago.
Back in 2006, Weitzel started researching decomposition rates using pigs as stand-ins for humans. Like humans, pigs are omnivorous and basically hairless. They also have a similar chest cavity and bone density. Whether pigs or humans, bodies decompose at vastly different rates.
And the number one variable that influences human decomposition is the weather, so the temperature and the humidity.
There are a few body farms around the country where people donate their cadavers for this kind of decomposition research. So forensic scientists in places like Tennessee and Texas have a good understanding of how quickly a body will break down. But nothing like that exists in the unique climate of the Pacific Northwest.
No one's ever conducted that kind of research here.
As part of her decomposition research, Weitzel is harnessing student volunteers like Zairet Solis to exhume the bodies.
Well, I'm hoping that I can work in the forensic anthropology field, something in the crime lab.
It's a rare opportunity. There just aren't that many buried pigs out there for students to practice on, and their enthusiasm to hit bone is palpable. Roots, rocks, and charcoal trigger false alarms. Senior Martha Cools falls victim.
Oh, got it. What do you think?
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah, it's a grub. But I think that's a good
thing. It looked so close.
Getting to bone is important for Weitzel's research, which involves examining the microbial makeup of the soil around the pigs. When a body decomposes, it changes the mix of bacteria in the soil around it. Weitzel has found the variation peaks at about a year. Then the population begins to slowly revert.
Even 7 years out, we know those communities aren't back to normal.
Finally, the bones appear in the bottom of the pit.
Yeah, you got feet.
I got feet.
We got some
cartilage. Yeah, that's a couple of feet bones. Oh, nice vertebrae.
Yay, look at the teeth.
Yeah, teeth are all in sockets still.
Those are nice teeth.
Fantastic.
And the students take soil samples above and below the pigs.
Shove it in there, give it a little twist, and cap it off.
The big idea here is that forensic scientists can look at the mix of microbes in the soil to determine how long a body has been in or on the ground.
If we can add time since death, if we know how long that body has been there, that's going to narrow a pool of missing individuals, maybe even narrow down the suspect.
This is a holy grail of forensic science. And maybe the students Weitzel is training today we'll soon be able to use this new technique to help solve violent crime in the Northwest. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Burns.
And Jess's story comes to us from EarthFix, a public media collaborative in the Northwest. It's Here and Now.